Hey, this is Pete Tsironis with Dots and Bridges, having a weekly conversation with Samara Schulman, On Point Consulting president and colleague and pal. How you doing, Samara?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
I'm doing great. And I think in one of our recent chats, we talked about summertime and kids and no longer in school and how that creates a opportunity to get up and get to work a little earlier or not running around. But because I think we touched on it recently too, is this idea of kids and phones and gaming and the good, bad, and indifferent. Well, how do you think about that with your kids and gaming?
First of all, I love the timing of this conversation because my 6-year-old, I don't know how many times this morning, has already asked me to buy him whatever on Minecraft. It's a real problem. It got me thinking, aside from my kids, got me thinking about, I read an article from Bloomberg a few weeks ago at this point already. Anybody wants to go and read it? It was called Kids Hooked on Video Games Prompt the Flurry of Lawsuits. Yeah, the title pretty much says it all. The basic idea of the article, and I don't want to make the article too basic, it's a great article, but it's how there are more and more lawsuits presenting themselves against the gaming industry because kids are getting addicted to it. And it questions, is gaming addiction a real thing? And there seems to be proof that it is, that whether it's causing seizures or things of that nature from kids just gaming and gaming for hours and hours a day. All of that being said, when you open this conversation, it's taking it one step further. It's gaming, it's the technology. There's a lot of things, though. I don't think it's as easy as saying, hey, you're going to only play this for 1 hour a day. You can imagine, Pete, how many conversations I've had, how many articles I've read on screen time. And anybody who's listening is more than welcome to criticize me or give me feedback on our parenting style here. But it's hard. I mean, you set those time limits. And then you've got kids who are not so happy with you, and you've got work you've got to get done, and you want to be with the kids. And we, trust me, plenty of family time as well. So that's not suffering because of the gaming. But how do you keep an addiction from happening? I've got ideas. I know how I've tried even to not be addicted. I get frustrated with myself. I'm one of those who, I get bored, I open up Facebook, which is great. On the one hand, it keeps me in contact with what's going on in my friends' personal lives and this and that. On the other hand, I couldn't tell you how many times a day I frustrated myself that how am I working professional and I'm sitting here on Facebook for a 3-minute break? I mean, my husband, he goes down a million rabbit holes with Reddit. It's hard. You got to keep in mind, it's not just kids being affected by this. I mean, there's the whole mental health movement is looking, and I'm sure we'll be continuing to look at how just does technology in general affect mental health? What are the coping mechanisms, for lack of a better phrase, to use around technology?
I'm just thinking about conversation as a parent, and I'm not a gamer, but I know many adults who are gamers, and your Reddit comment made me laugh because I'm like, oh, I've been down those rabbit holes. I mean, there's the addiction component, there's the promise of gaming, there's the balance, and just some things based on what you said that come to mind are, it's an escapism mechanism. It, good, bad, or indifferent, can create social isolation. I hear that a lot. I mean, these are from parents who say, I'm worried about these things. Sleep deprivation, it costs money to buy apps, but then it's a social connection.
Yes, absolutely.
Can it help you cognitively develop the therapeutic benefits we've talked about in the past? If you're elderly and you want to have some app or something help you with anxiety reduction, or who knows? And you could be creative, right? Right. So gaming, good, bad, or indifferent, I think the balance is, you alluded to some of this, moderation, being self-aware, but it's here to stay. So those are my thoughts. Did that resonate with you?
Yeah, all of it. I will end with one thing that years ago, I wrote a paper on a Dave Matthews Band line that I love. That's progress takes away what forever it took to find. And I think I'll leave that as my parting shot.
Oh, I love it. Being a big DMB guy fan. That is wonderful. Yes, that's something I'm going to put a Samaraism in that Samaraism file I have. But no, that was awesome. And look, I'll just close out with, this is clearly something we both can relate to, and anybody listening, we're here just to talk about what we're feeling and thinking. We know it's here to stay, and that's it. It's you take the good with some of the bad and some of the indifferent, but hopefully we're making progress. Samara, I loved it. I love the conversation. It hit home as it always does. And I look forward to our next chat.
Me as well. Thanks, Pete.
See ya.